This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1427. Is it a spat, a quarrel, or a tiff? How to talk about arguments in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA.
Do you sometimes get into fights or arguments or witness them and wonder how to comment? Today, get all of the high-level vocab you need to talk about this.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going? Happy September.
Oh my gosh, happy September. It's September 1. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. It was a good summer. We worked hard. We played a little bit. We had a nice summer. I had a good summer. How about you, Michelle? How was your summer?
Yeah, it was busy. I mean, it was good. I mean, it was tough and this, you know, it's been, you know, it was hard to be in like the New York area with the pandemic and everything because it's definitely like a very, you know, boxed in and, really like get out too much, especially with my son. So that's been a challenge. But I mean, we were able to enjoy it as well.
Good. Yeah.
The not in the same way.
Not in the same way. No, I know. Nothing is the same. Nothing's the same. I mean, camping has been huge this summer. Road trips and camping in the U.S. at least. At least we can still kind of be in the outdoors, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. That is the most important thing. So let's hang on to the summer for as long as we can.
That sounds good. So what are we getting into today, Michelle? What are we talking about?
Okay. Well, I mean, Lindsay, do you get into arguments a lot?
I think... Oh, geez. Not really, to be honest. I'm not really a very dramatic person. I'm not someone who wants drama or looks for drama. There are people like that out there. But I don't want it, so I stay away.
Me
I'm a
too.
Little not very what's the word? Confrontational. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the same. Like I rarely have arguments. If I do, it's maybe with like somebody in my family and it lasts for a second and but for the most part, like I'm pretty lucky. I try and just like, I really hate yelling. Like I'm not a yeller. Mm. And so I can't, you know, usually like my argument is like a like short conversation where everybody just tries to stay calm.
Everyone definitely has a different argument style. I mean, some people think it's healthier just to argue it out, yell, and just get it all out there. For me, when I'm upset, I have to go think about how I feel, like reflect on it, see how much of it is my stuff and how much it is that other person. And then maybe a day later, like actually talk through it when I'm feeling normal. But
yeah, that's the thing is like sometimes in the heat of the moment, like I try not to do anything in the heat of the moment because I'm like, you know, you might say something that's just not true. And sometimes the next day you just feel completely different.
I think that's wise.
Thank you, Lindsay. So yeah, we're going to be talking about arguments today, though, which sounds like a really, you know, sad, angry topic, but it is important to be able to talk about these things in English. I don't shy away from these topics when I look into planning episodes. I want to talk about all sorts of emotions. We can't pretend that everybody's happy all the time.
Oh my gosh, for sure. And especially now with political season ramping up, this is going to be a very intense, you know, 3 months.
This is
going to
help you guys.
There's a lot on the line this fall, you know, and I think that that's one area where it can get really heated and intense is politics, especially talking about politics with family, friends, a lot of stuff here. So let's get into it, Michelle.
Awesome. So, we're going to be talking about some of the vocabulary for this. So Lindsay, do you say like got in a fight or got in an argument? What do you think you might say?
I think fight and argument are slightly different. I think of fight as potentially physical, but I don't physically fight with anyone, by the way. Don't worry.
No, me either.
But like, you know, I don't know. You can see maybe your dog got in a fight with another dog, for example. Right. That could be physical or mental, like verbal rather. Yeah. But I think argument is more verbal. Only verbal.
I agree. Right. Yeah. Got in a fight can be either or, and got in an argument is definitely only verbal.
That's an important distinction for our listeners here.
For sure. Yeah. So guys, we're going to give you some other ways to talk about arguments today, but try not to have them unless you need to. So Lindsay, what other episodes can our listeners go listen to hear more about this?
Yeah, we've got a couple good ones. We're going all the way back, guys.
All the way back.
75. And again, if you are using the iOS app, you can always just type that in the search bar. We have a new updated website. You could type it in the search bar over there at that new website too. You guys, good stuff. AllEarsEnglish.com. So it's episode 75, How to Show Respect While You Argue in English. And then there's also one other, right, Michelle?
That's right. That's episode 578, which is almost 1,000 episodes ago. But it's how to defend your point without losing the connection. So that's more about debating, though. But that's another good one to listen to.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're going to get more into these in just a second, talking about physical fights and verbal fights. But before we do that, you guys, it's very, very important if you love this podcast to hit subscribe, right? On whatever you listen to your podcast on, right? Whether it's Stitcher or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, hit subscribe. And then you're going to make sure that you're not going to miss any updates, any important things, because we don't always give you alerts, right? You're not going to know unless you are subscribed. So that's very important. And then what else, Lindsay?
Well, we want you to share the show with a friend. You know, I mean, people tend to listen to podcasts more in the fall, right? Maybe people are going back to school, hopefully. We're going back to work, hopefully, right? We don't really know because now it's the middle of July. So we don't know what's going to be happening around the world in September. But, you know, whatever you're doing, you're probably listening to podcasts a little bit more. So share the show with a friend. Send them a link to it through a text message. All right.
Definitely. Okay, awesome. All right, so fighting, arguing. All right, so what are some words for more verbal fights?
The most important thing you can do to make sure you don't miss a single episode of All Ears English is to hit subscribe now. Wherever you listen to our show, hit subscribe so that you don't miss any important announcements or bonus episodes. Thanks for listening to All Ears English.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Okay. Oh, this is good. A tiff. T-I-F-F.
Yes.
Okay. So what is this? A little tiff. What does this mean?
I think of this as like a small fight, like really like not that big of a deal. You agree, Lindsay?
Yeah, this is so natural. Oh my gosh. Such a native phrase. Guys,
here's
an example. I had a little tiff with my boyfriend last night, but it's okay now. So maybe you argued about something small, right? The dishes were in the sink, but it's not a big deal. It didn't carry over.
Right. It's not like a big argument that's about all these issues from the past, and it's not like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the next one is also similar on the small scale, a spat. I like this.
I like this one too. Yeah. Also, it's kind of small. Probably, I feel like this one's a little old fashioned sounding. I might not say it, but you might hear it. So you could say, the parents had a spat over which restaurant to go to for dinner.
Yeah. I think my mom used to say that a lot. I used to remember hearing her say that. So and she's 70. So so maybe it's a little bit older, but I would still say it. So I don't think it's out of date or anything. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then the next one is quarrel. What do you think of this one, Lindsay?
Quarrel. A little more formal. I don't use it too much. Do you use it though, Michelle?
No, I don't use it much. I feel like when I read, I see the word quarrel a lot.
Yeah.
So guys, look out for that. If you're reading something in English, you might see quarrel.
Yeah. Also, this would be a good term to throw into your IELTS speaking exam, guys. You know, we have the IELTS Energy podcast. We prepare you for IELTS. And it's so important on the speaking test, especially speaking part three, to use high level and use a variety of vocabulary words. So instead of saying fight all the time, use quarrel. Mm-hmm. That would be impressive to the examiner, I think.
I agree. Definitely. Yeah. So you could say something like, don't quarrel with your mother. She is trying to so hard to make you happy.
Okay. So those are kind of the verbal ones, right, Michelle? Yeah. So we've got buckets here for you guys today. I hope you're taking notes.
Definitely. Definitely. So. All right. So let's talk about physical.
Okay. Physical. Scuffle. I didn't know this. Yeah, I guess this is physical, isn't it? That makes sense. Yeah.
That's how it sounds to me. I don't think like we got in a scuffle. I don't think of it as verbal. Yeah. I mean, maybe some people would, but I think of it as more physical. So like I might hear something like this. After the boys teased each other, they had a scuffle in the cafeteria that had to be broken up. They made up with each other later on that day. I mean, like I said, maybe some people use it for verbal. That's just to me sounds physical.
Yeah, I think that's probably physical. Yeah, scuffle. I mean, it just feels like just saying the word feels like there's physical movement involved.
Right. I agree. And then what about the next one?
Oh, man. Next one. Brawl. B-R-A-W-L. Yeah. Okay, what's that one all about?
To me, that also sounds physical. And kind of larger, right? Like, there was a brawl in this, and this rhymes. There was a brawl in the center of the mall today.
You're writing poetry, Michelle.
Well, what can I say? I get a little creative.
Or maybe there would be a brawl, I would think, maybe outside of a bar or at a sporting event.
That's what I was thinking. I was just thinking sporting event. Yeah, yes. Definitely. Yeah, like the players got into a huge brawl or some fans in the stand got into a brawl.
Yeah, especially at some historical rivalries, Boston Red Sox, New York Yankees, right?
Right.
I think it's like Harvard, Yale. They have a rivalry on their football teams. Famous rivalries where brawls could definitely break out in the stands with the fans.
Yeah.
We're all about rhyming today.
It's one of those days. Some days you just got to rhyme a lot. Yeah.
All right. Why are we talking about these words, Michelle?
Well, guys, again, like we said, it's not that we want to bring all this doom and gloom to Aller's English, but it's important to be able to talk about these things, right? It's important to be able to describe a situation, even if it isn't a pleasant one, right? Yeah. So sometimes repeating words like argument or fight can be boring, and we want to be more descriptive and colorful. And we talk about this all the time on the show, guys, like all the time. We are trying to give you the vocabulary that you need, right? You want to be fluent, right?
Definitely.
And this is going to help you with that because part of fluency is having the freedom to have options, right? When you speak, to the freedom to have this personality, and having that personality is part of it is, you know, what words you choose and how you come across. So we tell you like, oh, this one might be more formal. This one might be more for a certain age group, right?
Yeah.
To help you.
Yeah, it's so key. And having a variety of these words makes you sound interesting. People want to talk to people who are interesting, right? Like I love it when I'm talking to someone and they're throwing out really high level, intriguing words, right? It draws me closer to them, makes me want to talk more with them. So guys.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The other thing about this is not just about necessarily if you're in a fight or you're experiencing a fight, it could be commenting on something you're seeing or that you've seen. So that's why it's important to know this.
Definitely, definitely. So, guys, we want to avoid arguments, of course. I mean, Lindsay, how do you avoid arguments?
I guess I try to talk it out. I try not to pounce on someone if I'm really upset. Yeah. Try to keep my emotions in check. I guess meditation definitely helps with that because I have noticed over the years that meditation, as they say, increases the space between the stimulus, meaning the thing that triggers you, and your response. right? Mm. Gives you that. And that, I guess you could say that that is freedom in a sense, right? Emotional freedom, because then you don't have to be driven by what triggers you. So I think meditation is my key for pouncing on people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I always think of like thinking the best about other people, like, you know, like, let's say you don't like the way somebody said something or you don't whatever, like taking a second to be like, this person, this is probably not about me. Right. And just like thinking that everybody kind of has the best intentions, or you would hope. Mm-hmm. And right, to kind of give people the benefit of the doubt, which is another expression, guys, look that one up.
Great one,
because we've done an episode on that. So that's what I like to do, is just try and like in general think that the other person has good intentions.
Completely. I think most people do. Honestly, most people have good intentions. They just may be stressed out or dealing with something you're not aware of. We want to think the best of people. I think that that also creates a lot more peace in our own minds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. So I love that. So should we do a quick role play?
Okay, let's do it, Michelle. So here in this role play, we're talking about a dinner that we went to last night. Okay.
Definitely.
Was it a contentious dinner?
I don't know. Let's see.
All right. So last night was fun.
Yeah, but it was so awkward when Tim and Jenny got into that tiff.
Oh, yeah. It was just a little spat, though. No biggie.
Yeah, it did make it awkward, though. I mean, they were quarreling for a few minutes.
That was nothing compared to the brawl those high school kids got into outside.
Oh, that was quite a scuffle. Glad it ended okay.
Yeah, that's interesting. So let's go through this real quick. So we use tiff here, that fun word, tiff, T-I-F-F.
Small fight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then a similar one, you said it was just a little spat.
Mm-hmm. A little spat. And then you said they were quarreling for a few minutes, kind of formal, right?
Yeah, formal right. Definitely. But then you said there was a brawl.
There was a brawl.
About the high school kids, right?
Yep. And then that was quite a scuffle. I like this. This is colorful language that we're using here.
Scuffle is a fun word.
I think the thing I want to say about fighting, it's interesting when you're in a relationship, I feel like we all kind of saw a different way of having controversy in relationships growing up, right? Mm. And then you come into a relationship with someone and it's always interesting how they have a different orientation towards it. Have you found that interesting? Like everyone always like fights in different ways. I feel like that can be a little jarring, and we have to kind of get used to that person's style of fighting.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. Yeah. Like I've made a like very, it's not because this is not about my parents, but like, mm-hmm. I just feel like in things that I've observed with people arguing, like I've made a very conscious decision not to yell. Like that's, you know, that was a choice I made. Like that's not going to be how I argue. And except if my dad were listening to this podcast, he may laugh.
Interesting.
Sometimes we can yell a little bit, but it always ends in a good way, and I love my dad.
Yeah, but it's so interesting because then, I'm not saying this is true, who knows, right? But hypothetically, in a situation, you could come into a relationship with someone that believes that yelling is actually healthy because it's verbal, it gets
That's
it out.
True.
It gets it out, and it's all out there, and then you just work through it. So then what do you do when you get into that scenario? That's for another day, a deeper question.
All right, that's an interesting topic. Oh my gosh, we can really get into it. Okay, Lindsay, this was fun. So guys, but before we go, remember, it's important to subscribe to this podcast, so hit the button and share it with a friend.
Yeah, don't miss a single episode of All Ears English, guys. We've got some awesome stuff coming up for you this fall.
Yes.
So go ahead and hit subscribe. And guys, practice these words. You know, change up your vocab. Be more specific. Be more interesting. All right? And any final words of advice? Don't get into arguments.
Well, if you need to get into an argument, now you know how to talk about it. But we hope that you don't get into too many arguments and that you have a very peaceful life and relationship with people.
Yeah, we wish for a peaceful life for you guys.
Yes.
All right. Very cool. All right, Michelle. Good times. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. You too. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.